Baseball and Racism. The Hall of Fame does more than honor great players. It also celebrates important moments in baseball's history. One of the most important was in 1947 when Jackie Robinson became the first African-American player to join a big league team. Until the 1940s, African-Americans could not play Major League Baseball. Segregation was the law in much of the American South. That meant blacks and whites were separated. African-American players played in their own Negro League. Then in 1947, Jackie Robinson joined the Brooklyn Dodgers. Branch Rickey, who managed the team, warned Robinson that some people would say terrible things. Caption: Jackie Robinson was a great baseball player and the man who integrated Major League Baseball. Branch Rickey wanted Jackie Robinson on his team for two reasons. Rickey knew that Robinson was a great player. He also knew Robinson could deal with racism. Rickey was right. Jackie Robinson's excellent skills led the Dodgers to the National League pennant. Robinson was a pioneer in baseball as the first African-American player in Major League Baseball. But racial discrimination did not end after Robinson. In 1974, Hank Aaron, an African-American slugger for the Atlanta Braves, was ready to break Babe Ruth's record for home runs. People wrote Aaron letters full of hate, but he bravely continued to play. He set a new record for home runs. Jackie Robinson was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1962. Hank Aaron was elected in 1982. Caption: Thousands of fans watched Negro League games in Major League stadiums. The Negro League ended after African American players joined the major leagues because the amount of people who went to those games decreased.